Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now. The toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have plenty of open lines right now, and we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. So go ahead and call that number, 844-322-2742. We're talking about identity in Christ. It's such a vitally important subject. No one can escape it. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, you're looking for identity. Mm-hmm. You want to know who you are. That's one of the most important questions that you will ever ask, and one of the most important questions that you will ever answer.
Absolutely.
But whatever your answer is, if it's not a child of God, it's going to be an answer that is sitting on some very shaky ground. You may find an identity in what you do. You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a housewife. Well, that's only going to be temporary. You're only going to be that for a certain amount of time, and then you're going to retire. Who are you? Your kids are going to leave. Who will you be at that point? You can base your identity on the opinions of others, what they think about you. Well, those opinions will change. Those opinions will go up and down. That's a roller coaster experience for you emotionally as far as trying to figure out who you are. So to get a real identity, one that is unshakable, immovable, that is eternal, that would persevere through thick and thin, you have to look to Jesus Christ and what he says about you. And when you do, you're going to see that he has declared you to be a child of God. And this isn't just a label you wear on the outside. This reflects what Christ has done on the inside. You're a new creation. You have been made alive together with Christ. You've been given a new heart, and God's Spirit has come to live inside of you. So that's who you are. And because your identity has changed, then your life will change. I love what Paul said in Ephesians 5. I think it's verse 8. It says, "We were once darkness, but now we're light in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Live as children of light." So there's been such a radical change. There's been such a extreme change in all of us that there's a whole new way of living. So we had a way of life in darkness, and now we have a new way of life in the light as children of God. And here's what Paul said about that in Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. He says, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved." So he strikes the chord of our identity. We are chosen ones of God. We belong to him. And we're a part of the family of God, and we're holy and beloved. That's who we are as children of God. And man, that's just powerful right there.
Yeah.
That will preach on any Sunday in any pulpit.
It will.
Chosen ones, holy and beloved. So as people, as children of God, we're to put on compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So there was an old way of life, and Paul, just before this particular passage, says put off that old way and put on the new. Why? Because this new way reflects who you are as a believer in Christ, as a child of God. Children of God are compassionate. They exercise kindness and humility and meekness and patience. That is the lifestyle of Jesus Christ himself. And Jesus has come to live inside of you. And as you live by faith in him, abide in him, walk in the Spirit, you're going to see these attitudes start flowing out of you. So put on these attitudes, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Those things are not out there in the world. We may see glimpses of it here and there, but the genuineness of it, the authentic stuff comes from faith in Jesus Christ, and only those who are children of God and really understand their identity in Christ will be able to put these on and really show forth the very character of God in their way of life. It's a powerful, powerful passage, but it all starts with understanding your identity in Christ. Yeah. If you don't know who you are, if you can't answer that question with just utter confidence, I encourage you, take a deep dive into the Word of God and find out. Ask Jesus to reveal to you who you are in Christ. And if you need some help on that, we have a great resource this month called The Real You. And God wants you to know who you are so much, He sent His Spirit to live inside of you, and His Spirit bears witness with your human spirit that you are indeed a child of God. So trust the Spirit of God to reveal that to you. And this resource that we have called The Real You, it is a powerful five message CD set that will drive you deep into the Word of God and to look at every single passage that tells you exactly who you are in Christ. And we want to put this resource in your hands as our way of saying thank you this month for your gift to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Friends, please join with us and help us keep this message of God's love, grace, and life on the air. If you can, donate today online at basicgospel.net or in Canada at basicgospel.net/Canada. You can make your donation by phone at 844-322-2742 or with the Basic Gospel app or with PayPal. There's just a lot of good ways that you can choose to donate and support this message of Basic Gospel every day. And when you make your August gift, as Bob said, we'll be sending you a copy of that excellent CD series, The Real You. It's about identity, the right to be or become a child of the living God. And we'll send it to you as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to Basic Gospel this month. Well, guys, we had this call to come in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Ron, pertaining to what was just said. You know, if you want to find serenity, I mean, I've confessed to Jesus. I know He's Lord, known it for quite a few years. But I'm wondering, how is it, if Jesus is in your heart, and the heart is wicked and evil, who could know it, right? That's what the Word says. How is it that I have outbursts when I get, when I get frustrated with something? And I actually say the S or the F word, you know, and I'm just thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, and I know He lives in my heart, but why doesn't that stuff go? I mean, how many years does it take to get rid of it, you know? Why doesn't He take my anger? That was my question. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that's an excellent question. That's where the rubber meets the road, isn't
sure does.
It? How do we live out who we are in Christ? And let's clear up a couple of things right out of the chute. The question of our heart. Jeremiah does say in his letter, mm-hmm. he writes it very clearly, that the heart is deceitful, and who can know it? And he's talking about the unregenerate heart. He's not talking about the new heart that we have in Christ Jesus. We talked about that verse in Deuteronomy yesterday. Yeah. It's a prophecy of what was going to take place when Jesus came and when His gospel really gripped the hearts of believers. Something was going to happen to the heart. He says He was going to circumcise the heart so that we would be able to love God with all of our heart and soul. So when we believe, that circumcision takes place. It's an internal thing. So we're made new on the inside, and it works from the inside out. So it starts with the Spirit. That truth begins to renew our minds, and as our minds are renewed, then our actions and our words start following suit. But it is a process. It's not a wave the magic wand, happen overnight, instantaneous type of thing. New birth is. But this process of growth in Christ is just that. It is a process. It's a lifelong process. And Jesus has committed Himself to that process with us. He has predestined, or it has been predestined, that He is going to conform us to His very image.
Mm-hmm.
So we have new hearts. We don't have to worry about the deceitfulness of our heart. That's all been corrected in the gospel. We've been given a new heart, a heart that is obedient to the Lord, a heart that is believing, is a believing heart that wants at its very core to trust and walk by faith in Jesus Christ. So that's taken place. So now, how do we deal with those desires of the flesh? How do we deal with those outbursts of anger? How do we deal with our tongue and sometimes saying cuss words? And I sure don't want anybody to follow me on a golf course when I'm not playing too well. It's not a pretty picture. But how do we deal with that? How do we handle those particular things? Well, I think we have to get back to identity and recognize that just because we may say something and respond to an impulse of the flesh, that doesn't determine who we are. Our relationship with Christ determines who we are. So we have to recognize that even in that outburst of anger, even when those expletives come out of our mouths at times, as children of God, we're still holy and beloved and forgiven and declared righteous and all of those things. And we have to stand firm on that truth, don't we, Richard?
Yeah, we do. And what this question indicates, and I know I've wrestled with this myself, as soon as I do one of these things, and you go to Galatians 5 and read about the works of the flesh. I mean, you look at them and you go, oh, my word. When we look at them as something we shouldn't be doing, and then it happens anyway, we inevitably give in to the temptation that Satan says to us, and you thought you were saved.
Yeah.
And then that's where we come in, oh, my heart must be unregenerate. I must need to be saved again. And taking what you just said, Bob, about identity and forgiveness and God's compassion, the fact that he never leaves us nor forsakes us, puts us in a position to say, well, that didn't make any sense at all. That was a wrong thing to do, but that does not change my identity. It does not take me out of the kingdom of God. It cannot cause me to lose my salvation. Then you can have the conversation with the Spirit, who is not condemning, but is saying, how's that working for you? Mm-hmm. Let's talk. Satan is condemning. Satan's trying to get me to condemn myself. He's trying to get me to think that I got to walk the aisle again. And you know, you get three more chances, and after that, you're toast. That's what he wants us to believe. What the Spirit wants us to believe is that we are children of God forever, and therefore we can have these disciplinary conversations with the Spirit and learn from him and allow him to conform us. That's the only way for this to work. It's the only way to stop doing these things over time is to quit focusing on them and focus on Jesus instead.
Okay, so Ron, you've been given a new heart in Christ. You have a new identity in Christ. And now we have to look at some of those core issues. Anger, outburst of anger. Where do those come from?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, outburst of anger come from fear. A fearful or insecurity
yeah.
in your life. And when you recognize that, then you can ask the question, well, what am I afraid of? For many people, they're afraid they're going to be punished for some sin that they've done. So they're walking on eggshells. They're just thinking the worst is going to come at any given moment. So it's a very fearful, anxious yeah. way to live.
Right.
So how do you correct that? Well, you look at the cross of Jesus Christ and recognize that Jesus took your sins away, that he died in your place. The punishment that you deserved, he took, and he willfully took
yes.
to release you from that
yes.
fear so that you could walk in his love. So if you have a fear of punishment, you're always wondering when the other shoe is going to fall,
yeah.
And you're walking on eggshells, look at the cross of Jesus Christ. The other thing, you may just be insecure because of, you know, what's going on in your life at any given moment. You're not where you thought you ought to be at this mm-hmm. stage of life. and you're just mad at yourself, and you're fearful that you're never going to get there. And so to kind of control that fear, to defend against it, anger is a perfect way to lash out in hopes to control it, or a defense mechanism to control against it. And so we have to understand those things. So what do we do with that? Well, we have to get down and say, well, God has me right where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. And I'm going to be content right here. So a lot of people are not content in life. And because they're not content, they get angry. And they're fearful they're never going to be content. Well, you're not going to be content out there in the world. You're only going to be content in Christ Jesus. So as the writer of Hebrews says, keep your eyes on Christ. He is the author, the perfecter of faith. And if you will look toward him and allow him to just root that gospel message deep within your soul and start to fill all the crevices of your thinking, then you're going to see some of these things diminish. They're not going to go away totally. No. That's unrealistic. You still have the flesh, that old, some of those old thoughts and those old habits that are still kind of residing in there. And circumstances can be a spark to bring them back to the surface. So don't live in an unrealistic expectation that all of those things are just going to disappear. You walk in the Spirit. You concentrate on looking at Jesus Christ and allowing him to grow you in his grace and to grow you in the knowledge of who he is. And you can leave the results of that in God's hands, I guarantee you. As Paul said, walk in the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
Indeed. Well, Ron used our overnight system to pose the question, and friends, you can do that as well anytime, 24 hours a day at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. And if it is still the first half of the 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time hour, we're still live, and we'd love to hear from you live. And if you'd like to discuss your question with us, call right now, 844-322-2742. I want to remind you also, Bob Christopher's Harvest House book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, leads an expanding list of resources that we produce to help everyone hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. And at only $10, it can make a huge difference on how you approach life every day, this thing that we call the Christian life. You'll find Simple Gospel, Simply Grace online at basicgospel.net, or you can order by phone at 844-322-2742. And as I said, it's only $10 and we pay the shipping. Order yours today and find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, guys, we had a question from Cheryl, who listens in Arizona on CSN. And she says, I met a new sister in Christ who believes in Calvinism, that God chooses ahead of time who gets saved and who doesn't. She quotes passages from the 9th through 11th chapters of Romans. And she says, I think I heard you teach once that Paul is describing the two people groups, Jews and Gentiles, and is not referring to individuals. How can I explain this to her without getting into a heated debate? This is a touchy subject. That's from Cheryl in Arizona.
It is a touchy subject. I don't know that I've ever had a conversation on Calvinism that didn't end in a heated debate or didn't become a heated debate. And usually what happens in those conversations is both sides dig their heels in. Mm-hmm. And boy, you don't have any really civil discourse there, any real conversation about what you believe, why you believe it, and those sort of things. So those conversations are very, very difficult. But here's what we do know from the Word of God. Whenever we see the word predestination, usually it's in reference not to salvation, but to something else. So, for example, in Ephesians 1, it was predestined that we would be adopted as children of God. In Romans 8, it's predestined that we're going to be conformed mm-hmm. to the image of Christ. Those are the things that have been predestined. So once you're a believer, these things are going to happen. You yes. are going to be conformed to the image of Christ. Now, you may try to rebel against that at times during your Christian experience, but that doesn't thwart the plan of God. He mm-hmm. keeps moving forward. As he promised, he is going to complete the work in you. So we have to ask the question, when the Word talks about something being predestined, what exactly is he talking about? What is the context? And when you look at those passages, you're going to see it's not people. It's what God has predestined that he will do with anyone who comes to Christ for salvation. So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is this, that the mystery that was revealed through the prophets, through the apostles, was this, that the Gentiles would be included in the plan of God. We were once excluded. Mm-hmm. So there was the nation of Israel, and they had the promises, they had the covenants, they had all of those things. And then the Gentile world surrounding Israel were left out. But that was never God's plan. God had always planned to reach out into the Gentile world and draw Gentiles unto himself.
Yes.
So that both Jew and Gentile would be one in Christ Jesus. Now, when Jesus came on the scene, the apostles, the early apostles, the disciples, they never dreamed in a million years that this gospel would go out to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. But God had always had that in mind.
Yes.
He prophesied about that in the book of Hosea, several other places in the Old Testament, that there was going to be a people who were not his people that would be included in the people
yes.
of God. And so we see that in the book of Ephesians, and we see it in Romans 9, 10, and 11. This is God's plan to include Gentiles in this mystery, so that Jew and Gentile would be one in Christ, would be one new man. Peter didn't understand that until he was sent to Cornelius' house. And here a Jew who was forbidden to enter into a Gentile home did so. Why? Because he was constrained or compelled by the love of God, and he had seen a vision that God showed no favoritism. And so when he went in and he saw that the Holy Spirit was given to the Gentile in exactly the same way that it was given to the Jew, everything became clear to him. And in Acts 15, at the Jerusalem Council, he stood up and said, "We're going to end this debate here. We're going to end the confusion." And it's simply this, that God saves Jew and Gentile in exactly the same way, by grace through faith in Jesus. And they receive the exact same gift, and that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Paul is explaining that in Ephesians 1, 2, and 3, and Romans 9, 10, and 11, how God did include the Gentile world in his plan. So what was predestined? What was predestined was that God would save the Gentile in exactly the same way he saved the Jew, by grace through faith in Jesus, and that the two would become one new man.
Yes.
And Romans 9, 10, and 11 shows the depth of God's wisdom and how he brought that about to bring both Jew and Gentile into the body of Christ Jesus. It is a marvelous plan. It's not a topic that divides. It's a topic that brings us together, that melts our hearts and makes us rejoice in the fact that we are one in Christ Jesus, that there's neither Jew nor Gentile, just people, believers in Christ.
Amen, brother. That's good stuff. Well, friends, the importance of the issue of the believer's identity in Christ cannot be overstated. And to help in that regard, and to say thanks for your help this month, we'll send you a copy of our 5-message 2-CD series, The Real You, to explain your true identity as a child of God. You can donate online at basicgospel.net or in Canada at basicgospel.net/Canada. You can donate by phone at 844-322-2742 or with the Basic Gospel app, or with PayPal. And any way you do is a great way to support this ministry. Call Basic Gospel as we proclaim the fullness of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ day by day. And we want you to be a part of it. We'll send you that copy of The Real You when you make your gift this month of August. Remember, too, if you have a question overnight, give us a call, as Ron did, at 844-322-2742. And we're going to plan to see you tomorrow at the same time. For Bob and Richard and the staff, Bob Davis saying so long from Dallas. Bye-bye.